helped supply the Union Army's depot in Galena, Illinois during the Civil War. The monks at this abbey, of course, their work is why you'll find many of the beautiful buildings that still stand on the hills just outside of Dubuque. The unique story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In northeastern Iowa, there's a monastery with ties across the Atlantic.
It all started as a house of refuge from Ireland. And there was a monastery in Ireland called Mount Mallory Abbey. We're New Mallory Abbey.
Father Brendan Freeman is the retired abbot at New Mallory Abbey in Piasta, Iowa.
There was a famine in Ireland in the 1840s and 1850s, and the monks didn't know if they'd be able to survive there with the potato famine. They were feeding the poor, and they hardly had enough for themselves. So they came to the United States looking for a place of refuge in case they had to leave Ireland.
The Bishop of Dubuque, Mathias Loras, offered 600 acres of land to establish New Mallory Abbey, just 10 miles southwest of Dubuque.
They came over in 1849 and started farming. Through the years, it's been up and down with farming.
Today, over 3,000 acres of land is rented to area farmers. But in the 1860s, it was farming that built the beautiful stone buildings that still stand today.
They sold cattle and hogs to a packing house in Galena, which had a big contract with the Union forces. And the train only came as far as Galena from Chicago in those days. So the monks would run their cattle over the frozen Mississippi, because there was no bridge here at that time, and then run hogs over 40 at a time so they wouldn't go through the ice. And with that money, we built the monastery.
While that land is still farmed, there's another enterprise the monks use to support the abbey today. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Piasta, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.